This is episode 460 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. Yesterday, I was introduced to an application online called Tone Analyzer. I'd love to be able to credit the person from whom I got that link, but it was on Twitter and I can't for the life of me find out now where it came from. So apologies if you were the kind person who tweeted out about it. Tone Analyzer then. Forgive me for a moment, I'm going to read what it does. It uses linguistic analysis to detect emotional tones, social propensities, and writing styles in written communication. Now, what on earth could that have to do with school? How could we possibly use something like that in school? And I have to confess, I didn't really follow the link with that in mind at all. I was looking at this is an application for something else entirely. However, when I got there, the ease and simplicity of use drew me in. Essentially, you take a piece of text, and it could be a blog post, for example. It could be a news article online. It could be a student's writing. And you paste it into the input text box. Then you click Analyze. That's it. That's all you need to be able to do to get some information about the content of that text. It takes no more than a few seconds to do that. And you then get some information fed back in the form of an output. It gives you a graphical representation of the emotional content, supposedly, of the words that you use in the text. The text itself is repeated, and all the words which have been used in that analysis are highlighted in different colours. So, for example, words which are highlighted in green are considered to be analytical words. Words which are highlighted in blue are denoted as having a social tone to them. So very quickly you can see visually the tone of the piece of text. So if there's a lot of green words, then it's a particularly analytical piece of text. If it's incredibly dark green, then words have been used which indicate a high degree of tentativity, in the sense that they're perhaps or maybe or might type words. So what use is that within a school context? Well, I guess, and I'm sure English teachers will correct me here, but if you're trying to encourage writing in a particular style, then there may be things here which can be helpful. Because if a student can simply paste in some text and immediately get feedback about the tone of that text, if they've been asked to write in a particularly emotional way, then they can instantly see whether they're achieving that. But you can go a stage further with the text that's produced. All of the highlighted words are interactive, and if you click on them, you're provided with a list of synonyms for that particular word. And from the list of synonyms, you can choose a different word to add by simply clicking on them, and then it's instantly inserted into the text. And through careful choice of the different words, the different synonyms, you can then change the overall tone of the text concerned. So you can imagine students looking at words and saying, well, that's particularly emotional, and what I was looking for is something that's a little bit more explanatory or has a completely different meaning to it or tone to it. Then from the synonyms you can start to explore different possibilities. So I think it's just a particularly helpful way of getting students to interrogate what they're writing, or indeed what other people are writing. If they were to pull in two different news articles and then analyse them separately, how are the two different news, what's the tone like in those different news articles? And rather than having to produce the text, they can be analytical about other people's texts and hopefully thereby learn lessons which will help them improve theirs. So although the tone analyzer doesn't actually purport to be an educational tool in that sense, it's more about analyzing the meaning of texts that are out there on the web. It could provide perhaps a useful tool for studying our own writing. It's part of a suite of applications produced by the IBM Watson Developer Cloud, as it's called. These are all available in open source format. They're available and delivered through GitHub. You can get access to their APIs and you can transform them and use them in your own ways. There's lots of other ones in the suite which are really worth having a look at. There's things like Concept Insights or Concept Expansions, which is like taking textual information and interrogating it for the concepts within it. They're all fairly new. A lot of them are in beta. But I think it's a really interesting direction to start exploring our things in different ways using the power of computers and logic and algorithms to be able to look at textual information and be able to try to extract meaning from it. It's something that interests me. Maybe it'd be something that it'd interest you. I'll put a link in the show notes.